Almost 9,000 people got the flu in Pennsylvania last week. That's up from almost 8,000 the week before. Numbers are so high in part because this year's vaccine wasn't as effective as in the past. Each year, the World Health Organization gets together and uses data to predict which strain of the flu will be the most popular and develop a vaccine that prevents it. Sometimes they guess wrong.
The vaccine strain selection occurs 9 months before the flu season, so this can happen.
That's Penn microbiologist Scott Hensley. His research shows that's not exactly what happened this year. It's true that the vaccine looks different from the virus itself, but
this is not due to incorrect forecasts, but rather that the vaccine itself changed when it was propagated in chicken eggs.
That's right, chicken eggs. Industry standard is to cultivate flu vaccines in chicken eggs. But Hensley says that the most common flu strain is bad at binding to the cells of those eggs. To do so, the virus has to adapt, to mutate. By the time the vaccine is cultivated, it looks really different from the virus that's floating around among people. Getting vaccinated may not protect people from getting the flu, but it could prevent the flu from becoming fatal, says Hensley. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention only counts flu deaths among children. It reports that in years past, 80% of children who died from the flu were not vaccinated. So far this year, there have been 91 flu-related deaths in Pennsylvania. Delaware's Department of Health reports 4 deaths this season, and in New Jersey, which also only counts pediatric deaths from the flu, 1 fatality was reported. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.